Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start and or middle of your day. Let me take you through something really important right now because there are great opportunities out there. Now, big shout out to everybody that's on my MarketView subscription and all the way through the subscriptions. The shout out goes out to you simply because you guys are awesome, and I'm really hoping that you were around about 10 p.m. last night, Sydney time. Now, I was stalking Litecoin against Bitcoin for a short trade. Okay, now I made that very clear in more than one way. I made it clear in the sense that I was sort of saying, look, if it does X, Y, Z, I'll be looking for a Bitcoin breakout short.
Oh, it was coming out of Seattle at the time.
I was actually saying on the 4 hour, I believe. Now, as it turned out, it's set up pretty beautifully into last night on the lower time frames, and I'm talking about, you know, an absolute doozy of a setup. You know, walking through, I mean, if you look at the 2 hour, look, the 15s, it sets up, but it's just a little bit, it just looks a little bit funky, like it's a little bit gappy. It's the chart's not perfect. The 1 hour was okay, but we didn't have the best convergence. It's when we hit the 2 hour, that's where sort of, you know, the three big bear story, you know, the first bear was too hard, then it was beautiful, like then it was a little bit less, and then it was perfect. We had the 2 hour setup, and by Jingo, by George, what an absolutely wonderful trade. What I was waiting for was that lower high. I was looking for a retest of the support, got it. A lower high, got it. The lower high is simply there for a stop loss, and then when we broke, geez, we've broken very, very well. Now, there's more opportunity that will come here. The breakout trade, the Bitcoin breakout, has triggered. It has gone past one-to-one, but right now, I am still seeing this as a wonderful opportunity to take trades. Why? Because I've got more than one strategy. I've got strategies that work pullbacks, and that's exactly what I will be looking for, waiting to see if I can get pullbacks, whether it be a Fibonacci booster or whether it be something along the lines of a crypto cradle. I don't care, but that's the sort of thing I'll be looking for. And the only reason I can look for this is because I know what I'm bloody well looking for. Big difference there. Knowing what you're looking for really does make a difference to how you approach the markets, no doubt. So there is opportunity out there, guys. And as we see, you know, last night or yesterday, Bitcoin just kept on meandering, kept on walking sideways, not doing a great deal, being a messy chart. It's not broken to new lows. It's not broken below 6,100. But it is just grinding away sideways. Now, of course, with Litecoin having had a fall, that presents the opportunity for Litecoin to fall against Bitcoin, and therefore we can make money. The same can be said for Cardano. It is continuing to fall. It's falling beautifully well against Bitcoin, and my goodness me, on that two-hour time frame, if you know what you're looking for here, you talk about the crypto cradle, you know, again, some fantastic opportunities presenting themselves on Cardano. It's just a wonderful market out there for some shorts, usually at the moment against Bitcoin. I also talked yesterday about OMG against Bitcoin, a support level. Now, the support level wasn't as good. It wasn't as clean cut and wonderful as what it was against Bitcoin, but it did break nevertheless, and it is also down 9%, a big, big move there on OmegaGo, and I'll be watching that for pullbacks. So the trends continue to move, the markets continue to grind, and EOS continues to beat the hell out of Ethereum. So where does the opportunity come from? Because as I look at the top 10 right now, there's one that is up, and that is Lumen. No surprise there. It seems to be relatively strong, whereas the rest have died. To do a run-through for you, Bitcoin is pretty much flat, down 0.08%. Ethereum down another 6.3%. Bitcoin Cash down 5.7%. EOS is sitting flat. Cardano 4.88%. Lumen up 5.44%. NEO is down 3.9%. IOTA is down 4.19%. Ripple 1.36% down. And Litecoin 5.2% down. So across the board, we are, for the most part, down. Now, that doesn't surprise me because we are in a downtrend on many of these markets. Cardano is, I mean, I look at that chart and just go, you little ripper. Something's happened on Lumen because we've got a bit of a spike there this morning. It was down. We're grinding lower on NEO. I mean, there's no really wonderful trends. But Ripple actually looks pretty good, and Litecoin's broken down. But it's about being nimble. It's about working out just exactly where you're going to be placing your trades to take, or to, sorry, to make the most of these bearish conditions. Now, another wonderful area here, as I said, in the top 10, I was talking just then against the dollar, we've got Ethereum against Bitcoin. Now, that's been a wonderful opportunity for trading for a long time now, and it continues to present opportunities. Why? Because the trend continues to be consistently to the downside. And if I go and have a look, I mean, what you want to do is you want to do your top 10 scan against the US dollar, and then against Bitcoin, and then against Ethereum. Ethereum is going to have lower volume. It's not going to represent quite as pretty a chart, but I can tell you right now what it will allow is if you are trading on a smaller account, it will allow you to trade. It's just when you're trading a larger account, it can be difficult to get the fills and the trade sizes that you want. So guys, look, there will be opportunity out there. I'm just about to get into my first scan of the day with my live trading floor members, so I'm going to have to hit this podcast on the head. I hope you have a great day. Listen to me right now when I say this. There are opportunities out there. If you're not trading, you're not able to see them, okay? Great opportunities to short, to build your dollar amount, or to build your Bitcoin amount or Ethereum amount, depending on how you like to do it. Now, I'm going to get a video out on how to build your Bitcoin and Ethereum stack in the next few days, so why don't you jump across and get onto the free video newsletter. TraderCobb.com, subscribe. It's at the bottom of the page. Have a fantastic day, guys. And if you're not trading, ask yourself, why not? Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.